Welcome to It's a Crazy World, where musicians discuss the unique lifestyles of today's artists. If you want to know how to get through the craziness of the world of music as you reach for your dreams, you won't want to miss this episode of It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Hey everyone, welcome to It's a Crazy World. This is Cynthia McIntosh, your host for the evening, and tonight we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We are talking to one of my clients, and we're going to be discussing what she is working on, how the coaching is working for her, and you're basically going to be sitting in on a coaching session so you can see what happens and how life-changing and transforming it can be. Delilah is amazing. She's so much fun. I've really enjoyed working with her, and I know you guys are going to get a real kick out of listening to her. She is just a bundle of energy, but she has been running into some difficult times. She's having a hard time prioritizing some things and getting some things together, so we've been working on it, as she's been doing incredibly well. So we thought we would share her experiences with you, and I'm sure that you're going to find it enlightening, and you're going to get a lot of ideas from her. So we will be back with you and our guest right after this. Back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh. Welcome back to It's a Crazy World. This is your host, Cynthia McIntosh, and you were just listening to White Daisy off the Fingerprint album released in 2009 by the Orange Grove Band from Holland. Fingerprint was labeled as the perfect album for the summer by the Veronica magazine in Amsterdam, and you can find them at orangegrovemusic.com. Today I'm here again with Delilah, and we are going to be talking about our favorite things. What makes us happy, what makes us smile, what makes us giggle, what gives us joy.
It's a good topic. I love that topic.
We were talking about it before the show, and we just thought, sounds perfect.
It does, and it reminds me of that song from, what was it?
Sound of Music.
Yes.
My favorite things.
Yes.
And of course, for me, my favorite thing would be my little Pooch. I got my little strawberry.
And she is a good dog. I love her so much.
She's awesome. She's a little Bichon, and she's the cutest thing in the world.
She is, and she's really mellow. She brings you peace. Just her energy allows you to be peaceful, too.
Yeah, that's true. So when I get bummed, I just hang out with her and cuddle with her, and all life is good. You need stuff like that in life, you know?
You do. I think for me, one of my favorite things to bring peace would be music. I love music. If you listen to high energy music, it brings you up. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, so what makes you happy?
That's a tough question. I guess I'd have to define what happiness means to me.
Okay, what does happiness mean to you?
To me, happiness is being able to wake up in the morning and go outside and put my feet in the grass and just feel like I'm grateful for everything I have at that moment and not feel weighed down by anything. I know that's a weird way to define it, but to me, happiness is not feeling worried about anything and just enjoying everything around you for what it is.
So that would be basically feeling grateful is happiness to you.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Feeling grateful. Sometimes it's hard to. It's hard to feel grateful all the time. But when I do get a moment to myself and I just think, got air, I got grass, I got sunshine, I got colors, I got, you know, you can go through everything and find something you're grateful for no matter what circumstance.
Well, I guess you're lucky you live in Southern California then.
Well, originally
lots of sunshine.
I lived in Colorado. So I'm so happy to be in California now. Although Colorado has its benefits, beautiful, but snow, and then the snow will get yucky, all the cars driving in it, and ugh.
It's really funny, living in Southern California, people always tell me, oh my gosh, I am so grateful that I live in Southern California, yeah. And I'm like, oh, it's hot.
That's because you love the cold. You would do perfect in Colorado.
I know, I do. I live in Southern California, but I'm like always, I just cannot wait until the summer is gone and it starts to cool down, and I'm always saying, I need to go to the mountains. And then I start talking to people about living in the snow, and they're like, yuck, why would you want to be there? And I'm like, oh, it's heaven.
Yes, I know. I mean, with you, I see the way you like, it's always cold, and I'm just like, how can you not have 10 blankets on? It's winter. Where's your coat? Where's the heater? What? Windows open in winter? What?
I know. It's really funny. Fortunately, I do have roommates that like it cold also, so yes. It's not a big problem for us. But yeah, I'm just definitely it's amazing how different things mean to happiness to different people. For me, yeah. I definitely like the cold. There's nothing better than, and I'm really weird. Even when I lived in the mountains, it'd be snowing out there and I'm running around in shorts and a t-shirt.
You're one of those people.
I am one of those people. I'm one of those people who's gone skiing in a swimming suit.
My goodness. Really? Wow.
Yes. To me, it's energizing.
I guess it's kind of funny to me because being from Colorado, right now, it's considered cold here. So everybody's in like winter attire.
Got
their beanies, got their coats. And me and my family who's from Colorado, we're like, I just have my shorts on, t-shirt. Like, this feels great. This is like summer in Colorado. What you talking about?
I know, right? I was at the neighbor's house yesterday. I was like, it's so hot. I couldn't stand it. They had the heater on up to 70 degrees. That's like just 70. And I walk in there, and I'm just so hot. I actually told them, I need to go home and change clothes. And I came over in this, like, you know, sleeveless dress and my flip-flops and it. I was just trying to stay cool, and everybody else is wrapped up in blankets. And I'm like, you know.
I bet they looked at you like you're crazy. It's not summer anymore. Why are you dressed like that? Where's your hoodie? Where's your beanie?
I know, right? And then the gas guy comes over to work on the house. I had some problems with my gas, so I called the gas company, and they sent somebody out. And I'm running around the house in this dress, and he's in his jacket on. I'm like, you know.
I love it when it's cold.
Oh, I'm glad that's happiness for you.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, I have a dog that loves the snow too. So we go up to the snow, and this little white dog is bouncing around like a little rabbit in the snow. It's great.
Oh, I can picture it. She is really cute, and she's like a white fluff ball herself. So she would just blend right in.
I know, right? I remember one time I used to have her mom too, so I had two little fluff balls, and I lived in the mountains, and we had a really bad winter one winter. Well, okay. Bad to other people's, you know, for me it was great. I loved it. But it was snowing, and there was a lot of snow. In fact, when I opened the door, the tree right in front of the door just dropped this huge amount of snow. It was great. It was,
jeez.
You hear this great, it almost sounded like a earthquake. You just boom, and it's all the snowballs.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Jeez.
Well, anyway, the dogs heard it, and they both go running out the front door. Mind you, it's like really early in the morning, because I'm an early morning person, and so I still run around in my slippers, right?
Right.
And the dogs take off and go running outside, and I'm chasing all over the neighborhood after the dogs. I'm like, no. In my bare feet, and everything. I could not catch them. They were having more fun, and I ran
that
all over the place.
Awesome.
It was funny, but yeah.
That sounds funny. That sounds exciting. I mean, I can remember the worst winter I've ever had in Colorado, and it was on the news all over the country because it was 1995,
yeah?
And the snow was, I don't want to get this wrong, but I think it was over 5 feet tall to where you couldn't open your door. Like, you open your door, and there's snow.
Yep,
and we had to dig our tunnel out to go get mail.
That was 93, actually.
93, thank you.
And I was in Ohio at the time.
So you experienced
I got it bad, too. In fact, that year it was really funny because, again, I'm a cold person. You know, cold snow person.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had, like you said, it actually, it was one of the coldest winters that they'd had in that area in 118 years. That was a really unusually cold winter. And I had parked my car in the corner of a parking lot where I lived. And I come out, and I cannot find my car anywhere. It's totally buried because it was funny because I got home, and I'm like, oh, wow, there's one parking space here left. Yay, I get it. I realized later why that spot wasn't taken because the snow comes in and hits that corner and just dumps, you know. So I could not find my car. And so, it was a really, really funny winter. But then the sun comes out, and I'm like, oh, the sun feels so good. And I go out, I get my swimming suit, and I go out, and I lay out in the sun. I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome. It's wonderful.
With snow around you?
Yeah, well, then I check the news, and it's like 12 degrees. You know?
Oh, my gosh. You didn't know? Oh, wow.
So one of the things that makes me happy is snow. One of the things that makes you happy is
sunshine. And grass. No snow in sight.
opposites attract, folks.
We're proof. That's funny. All right, well then I guess that's a good way to see it. Yeah, everybody's kind of different with happiness. And how would you say if we were in the same location and it's snowing and I'm unhappy, you're happy, how could I make myself happy in that?
Go out and play in the snow.
I don't like snow. That's not good. I'll kick it. No.
There's nothing like getting up in the morning and going for a run out in the mountains in the snow. It's like,
I just got to tell you, you're psycho.
Sorry, I am not psycho. Enough with the weather report. What
True.
Else makes you happy?
okay. What else makes you... Okay, honestly, food. I talk about food a lot on here. Food makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah, you and ice cream. That's right.
Ice cream, cake, brownies. There's this place here in Southern Cal that I never heard of before called 85 degrees Celsius. It's a cafe. And they make the best bread. It just melts in your mouth. And instantly, when I walk in, I'm happy. I'm like, oh my gosh, because the bread's like $1 each. You walk in, you get a full tray of bread when you leave, and you're just like, I'm going to be fat today.
Okay, so you and I do have something in common. You don't realize it, but I love the cold. And one of the things I love to do when the snow's falling, it's really cold, is bake bread. So,
okay,
homemade bread is the best. And the smell of bread in the house when you just baked it. The only problem is you bake it and you eat it, and you know.
True. Yeah. And then you're like 20 pounds later, week later, you're like, I shouldn't have done that. But I was happy. I was happy doing it. Now I have to exercise, so I'm unhappy.
Okay, so this is a good exercise, actually, because see, one of the things you just asked me, how do you make yourself happy when things are not the way you want them? You think about the things that make you happy, just like the song. See?
True.
Now look at all the fun we're having because we're thinking about the things that make us happy.
I agree.
Everyone, get online, go onto our Facebook page, tell us what makes you happy. We'll read it.
I agree. I'm excited to see if you're a cold person or a hot person.
Well, I'm a really cold person.
I'm a really middle person. I don't like it too hot either. I'm kind of picky.
Well, like I always say, if it's really, really cold, you can put extra clothes on. If it's really, really hot, well, there's only so much you can do about it if it's legal.
Oh my goodness. That's true. That is true. Okay, okay. What makes you peaceful? What makes you feel
snow.
Peace? Snow too? It makes you happy and peace? Okay. You are easy to please.
Okay, but look outside. There's nothing more peaceful than looking outside and it's all white and there's a deer out there. I mean, what gets more peaceful
True.
Than that? I do they put it on postcards because it's peaceful.
You're right. You're right. I like the first day of snowfall. But then, like I said, it gets yucky. And then you're looking outside, you see all this muddy, nasty, wet snow that slaps as you walk. I just hate that. And your cars get all frozen. That's not peaceful. You gotta scrape it off your car.
You do. It's good exercise.
True.
See, it's all how you look at things.
All right. Well, for me, peace is rainfall.
The sound of rain. Okay, that'll do it too. I'm from Brazil, and yeah, we got rain. Lots of rain. That's good too.
Okay.
And sleeping at night when it's raining really hard. Oh yeah.
True.
That's heaven too.
True. 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 And crickets.
Oh, and crickets. Yep, they're fun. Yep, they are very peaceful.
I don't like to see them. I just like to hear them. Is that mean? That's a little mean, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if I said you, look, okay? I don't want to see you. I'll hear you, but
I'm a mean person.
Oh, man. We're in one of those moods today, folks.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So what else makes you happy?
We were talking
about peace now, weren't
we? Yeah, we're on peace now. Okay, what else makes me feel peaceful? Wearing a really pretty dress.
Oh, that's fun. Oh,
fluffy and poofy and I'm a princess. I love that feeling.
I'm one of those weird people that can put on a pair of Wranglers and a pair of pearls and I feel good, or I can wear a $500 gown and I feel good. You know, anywhere in between. My closet is the weirdest closet. It's just like anything you can imagine. Hats, gloves, boots, you can name it, it's in there.
Wow.
True story.
I think I'm either very fancy or I look like a homeless person. We laugh, but it is so true. Yeah. But I mean, I can go casual jeans, you know, but yeah, I prefer to be fancy. Fancy makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's fun. I know that I used to have, well, I still have them. I just don't wear them as much now because wrong weather and whatnot. But I used to really love to put on a really nice suit.
Aww.
And I used to have the stockings, and you can't hardly even find them anywhere, but the stockings that have the seam of the back
and the
big spiked heels and the hats and the clothes. And people would look at me like, you know, you should have been born like 50 years ago. And I'm like, I know.
Aw, that's your style. Stick with it.
One of them.
Yes, one of them. I mean, I love like hippie style dressing, and my closet eventually will be filled with that. I have to start going to, you know, thrift stores to find that stuff. We can't find it anywhere anymore. But they just dress so comfortably and just so loving, love life.
I need to introduce you to my daughter. She's like really into the vintage stores and all her. She's the ultimate flower child. So you guys would get along great.
Yay, me! Let me meet her. She will give me stuff from her closet. I will be content. No, but that's gonna be me. You wait 5 years from now.
Oh, is that your vision?
It is part of it.
Oh,
hippie
good deal.
Style dresses and peace and love and flowers and
in your van.
In my van. I will fit that. I'll fit it. Everybody can paint their hands and put it on my van and I'll have handprints of love. Now, I got that from my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
That's what he wants to do. I don't know if I want that. But I do want just a nice, good van that's comfortable, nicely decorated with my hippie style. Living the life, living the dream, loving life with my feet in the grass.
Okay, well, we have to take a break. We will be back and talk more about the van and the grass and all that kind of thing when we get back.
Happiness is a strawberry.
Oh, happy This is my strawberry. Yes, that is the name of my dog. Okay. We will be back shortly, guys, right after this.
More It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh is coming right up.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Daniel. Do you need a little pick-me-up to get you to the end of your workday or to help you get ready for work? Then I invite you to tune in to Independent Corner on Indie 104. I give you 3 hours of the best up-and-coming independent artists and bands from the U.S. around the world, and from your hometown.
Hey there, everyone. This is Marija of Shadows Talk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, everyone. This is Morgan from Raven's Heart in the UK.
Hey, everyone. This is Michaela from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
So tune in to Independent Corner with me, DJ Daniel, every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Indie 104, iRadio LA.
Hi, this is Success Coach Cynthia McIntosh. If you could wave a magic wand to make your life anything you wanted it to be, what would that look like? How would it feel? What would be the changes you would see? If you're ready to make those changes and overcome all your obstacles, give us a call. I would love to be part of your success. You can reach us at 866-636-4696, or you can visit our website at successwithmcintosh.com.
The internet. The new landscape continues to grow, but bad behavior in the world of social media hurts more than you think. Young people affected by online bullying and social isolation often get poor grades, have low self-esteem, skip school, and in some cases are depressed, violent, and even commit suicide. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are changing that, providing tools like 10 deep breaths to help teens manage both on land and online. Take anger down a notch and take kindness up. Beyond Differences is a peer-led group dedicated to ending social isolation, offering tools to build healthy relationships online. Learn more at beyonddifferences.org and join others in taking the pledge at wearekindonline.com.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Cynthia with Delilah, and we are going to be talking now for the next section of the show about our vision and what we're working towards. We've been talking about what makes us happy, what makes us giggle, what we're, you know, we've been joking around with each other, but
no.
Ultimately, what really helps to put you in a positive mode is to think about the things that
make you happy.
Yeah, put you in a good mood.
Put me in a great mood talking about it.
And one of the things that will put you in the best mood is looking at your vision that you can do in the future. So we are going to talk in detail about what Delilah's vision is for the future and then talk about the steps that she's taking right now and will be taking in the future to achieve that vision. Because when you do start looking at your vision, you look at life, what it's going to be like down the road, it really does add excitement to your life and it's a very positive thing.
It is.
Makes you feel good, makes you happy because you know what you're working towards.
I agree. And it almost puts you in a meditative state because you can sit there and really see, feel, just be in the moment of what your life will be like later.
Yes, you need to feel it and see it and smell it and put yourself in that space, and that's what makes it come alive.
I agree. I've been doing it since you've been working with me, and I can tell you it's my happy place.
Isn't it great?
It is.
And when you start losing sight of that, it's not so great, huh?
No. When you lose sight of it, you go back to your problems and your circumstance and not fun.
No, and you can, once you start losing sight of the vision, then you lose sight of what you're working towards. And so you end up going right back to every day's the same. I'm not accomplishing it. It just, it takes all your energy.
Kind of like when you said that the goals can't be fueled without that vision. If you lose sight of your vision, if you lose sight of what you're trying to find and do for your life to be better, all you're doing is a checklist. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. You need that vision behind it so you see where you're going to be.
Yes, and so I already know that your vision does not include snow. I can tell already.
No snow in sight.
And mine does. I'm getting myself a house in the mountains ASAP.
Aww, and it will be beautiful. I can definitely see your house being beautiful and peaceful.
Yes, peaceful is important to me. Definitely important to me. Probably peaceful is more important to me than happiness.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm someplace really peaceful, I'm happy. So, and I have a very hard time being happy if things are chaotic.
Huh. So just your definition of happiness is peace.
Yeah, I think so.
That's amazing.
It's just the way my head works. I'm very detail oriented. I'm orderly.
Yes.
And so chaotic makes it impossible to have fun. I'm kind of one of those people that, you know, before I leave work, I have to have my desk completely cleared off and everything in order. Right. Because if I have to come to work the next day and my desk is a mess, my day just starts off horribly. But yeah, I have to walk in the door and look at it. It's all got to be,
it's
know,
almost as if you're like energy field. Like, depending on how people's energy is around you, your room's energy. Like, I always feel this way about you, how when things are peaceful, you can walk into the room and you feel it. And you're one of those people that you have to feel that in order for you to be calm for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I do. I absorb everybody else's energy. Yeah, I do. And I absorb the energy around me. That is very true. And I'm really good at changing the atmosphere around me. But I think chaos and I just don't clutter chaos me. We're in different worlds.
Yes, they're enemies. They're your enemies.
Well, yeah, they're just not me. I mean, some people could. My dad used to have a secretary that was really funny. You'd walk in her office and there were just piles everywhere. She'd have paper piles on the floor, piles all over her desk. She'd have piles on her chair.
Wow.
And if you came in and asked her for something, she always knew exactly where it was. And she'd just say, you know, it is a mess, but it's an organized mess. And I'm like, okay, to each his own. Yes. I couldn't do it.
That's like my sister. We're very opposite in that way. I'm very much like you. I like order. I like keeping things clean. If I wake up and like I left shoes out or I left papers somewhere, I'm instantly in that mood like, oh, there's so much to do. I just can't focus. I got to clean. And my sister is like your secretary, where things may not look clean for my standard, but she knows where everything is. And if I ever cleaned her house, she'd be like, I can't find anything.
Yes. And I love to mess with people that are like, I used to have a friend that was ultra clean. I mean, he made me look like a mess, and I'm pretty much a neat freak. But I'd walk in his house, and just intentionally, I'd go in the kitchen. I would just move something like an eighth of an inch. Oh, and goodness. He'd come in the kitchen, and he'd instantly notice something is awry. And he'd
That's
find
amazing.
It. He'd find it and put it right back.
Wow.
I'm not quite that bad.
I think I would mess with him, too, just to see.
I know, right? It's a test.
Wow. Okay, so your vision includes peace and orderly and
tranquility,
mm-hmm. quiet.
Yeah, and I'm kind of one of those listing people. I have lists all over the place, and I have lists that are lists of the lists that I have, so I know where things are, and then I have a list of each list that tells what's on each list. Yeah.
It's no wonder we're friends. I do too. I get made fun of for it. I get made fun of so bad because I have, you know, my checklist of things I need to do that day, my daily schedule list, my bills list, my things I like to do list.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The movies I'm going to watch list.
Why are we like this?
The books I'm going to buy list. And then, of course, you can't forget your bucket list.
Okay, then I'm going to take a guess and say you have a lot of journals too.
I do. I have my calendars and my to-do lists on my phone. I got my calendars and to-do lists on my computers.
Okay,
I have
opposites.
Synced ones, you know, all kinds.
We're not opposites, we're similar.
In some ways, yes. And I love technology, and I've got, I don't know how I survived the, you know, without a cell phone. I really don't.
Really?
I mean, my world is on my cell phone.
Yeah.
And of course
love...
it's synced with all my computers and everything else too. So yeah, I don't know how I did it without it.
I don't either. I love smartphones now. But I digress. So my vision.
So your vision. Yeah, so tell us what your vision is. And get in detail here. We're not going to just say, well, my goal is. Okay, what is your vision?
Okay, I think I kind of touched base on it, but I'm going to just start from scratch. My vision, I'm going to say, was 5 years from now, but I'm going to move it to a year from now to make it easy for myself.
Okay, good.
I see myself in a year having a small home, nothing too big, that I can keep clean and orderly, with a big garden so that I can cook my own food.
Nice.
I've always wanted to have a garden. I feel like growing your own fruit and vegetables is
Yeah, it's
just
awesome.
Serene.
Been there, done that. It's great. Oh.
And I just see myself having my style, hippie style, down, having money to buy, you know, the clothes that make me feel like myself.
And the van.
And the van. But the biggest thing is just working with you. Career for me is everything. And having a career that's flexible and working with you is awesome because you're such a great person.
Oh, thank you.
Mellow, easy to work with. So continuing on that venture, but getting more detailed and timelined, I see within a year being really successful with you on this talk show, going out to places and marketing it and just changing people's lives and seeing how what we do with them kind of show brings out their success and being able to share it with them. I just think that would be really fulfilling, and possibly doing some charity work in between that. And of course, you know, my art, maybe getting some books and reading about different styles of art, because I tend to draw people, or like I draw standing still things that are still.
Okay.
So I love drawing still life. I love drawing like nature, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I really need to study more books, see different people's style, and develop my own style with that. So I'm going to be doing that every day, little bits of it, reading one book a month, that kind of thing.
Good. Yeah, I know you and I both have the same desire as far as being fulfilled goes, and we both really love to see that what we're doing has an impact on other people's lives. Neither one of us are the kind of person that just feels like, well, as long as I'm okay, I'm okay.
No.
We really need to see our lives having an impact on other people. That's just our personalities. And so I know we're both really looking forward to having this radio show and the other work that we do have an impact, and watch how it changes lives. And that is what makes it worthwhile.
It is. It's what fuels me. It's what makes me excited that I'm doing this and gets me excited about this career. And that in turn helps everything else be okay. You can handle everything else knowing that you're doing something as major as this.
Right. So as far as your artwork goes, I know that that's really important to you, not necessarily a career move, but I know it is what you're going to want to do in order to have your alone time, to have your peaceful time with yourself. That's really important to you, just like the van is. You really need that time away from stuff and life. I know that's really important to you.
It is.
And at the same time, you do want your art to be the best it can possibly be from you, so that you can share it with other people. And I think that is going to be very, for you, also a very fulfilling thing.
It is, because my plan is, as I get better, to have a signature style that people look forward to having. And I really see myself being able to not necessarily sell the things I make, but give it away with notes. I think it goes back to my faith too. You know, I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in God. And so I always want whatever I'm doing to almost reflect that.
Right.
And so my artwork would reflect that, and doing this with you will reflect that. And it's really important for me. So I can definitely see, as I go through with my vision and my goals, me continue to be happier just because that's fulfilling me.
So a year from now, you picture yourself in a successful radio show where you really enjoy speaking to other people, making an impact on other people's lives. You see yourself doing artwork that you can give away. And I know, knowing you, that it's just something you want to do. That's a gift that just shares love and shares who you are with other people.
Yeah.
And you see yourself spending more time with your son.
Of course, definitely.
And because you want that freedom. And of course, the van.
And of course, man, and of course, my husband, too. I mean, everything may not be perfect there, but I always try to make sure all of my relationships are good and fulfilled, and I give them the time. So no matter what, my family, I want to make sure I have time for them.
Right. Well, we are going to take a break. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to come back, and then we are going to start making a game plan on how you're going to make all that happen. So we'll be back right after this.
More It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh is coming right up.
Thank you.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Alrighty, we've been talking about what makes us feel good, and I don't know about you, but that song was definitely one of them. That was Blue Reggae by Dave Sadler. So, we are going to go back to talking about your vision.
Okay.
And we are going to get serious now.
It's time. Oh, serious?
Not
come on.
That's serious.
I know. But it is a serious thing because a vision is what moves your life. Got to take it seriously.
You do have to take it seriously, but it's also important to enjoy doing it. So it's okay to have fun while you're doing it.
Okay. Okay.
So when we were talking about your vision, the first thing you said was that within a year, you wanted to have your own place. You wanted to have a small house with a big garden.
I did. And I still am hoping for that. No, it's more than hoping. You told me this. I got to stop hoping and start doing. I will have that.
There you go.
I will have that.
Okay. So what are you going to do this month towards that goal?
The biggest thing I have to do this month, and something that just really hit me, you know, as I'm talking to you, is make sure that everything I'm doing moves me forward to having the finances to have that. Can't have a house without finances in check.
Very true. So step one for that would be what?
Career. Making sure my career is on track and that once all of I'm getting paid, I'm putting that towards a house, I guess, if that makes sense.
It does, but that's still pretty generic.
Okay.
Get specific. What are you going to do this month? No, I know. That's part of the fun of learning how to do a vision.
Okay.
So that's kind of like way back when we talked about the fact that, yeah, you can talk to somebody and ask them what's your goal, and they'll say, yeah, I'm going to make, $12,000 a month. I want to start making $12,000 a month.
Right.
That's not really your goal. That's not really your vision. But if you want to get that house in a year, the only way it's going to happen is if you go a year from now and then start working backwards and figure out what you have to do this month to get there in a year.
Okay.
So this month, what are you going to do this month?
Well, to be frank, I have to put money towards the debt I have accrued over the years and really start focusing on bringing that down. But at the same time of putting money to debt, I also want to be putting any extra finances afterwards towards a down payment. So having two separate ways my extra money is going to go to. One towards debt, but also towards savings.
Okay, so to do that, you would really need to make a budget and figure out how much you can put aside each month.
Yep.
And how much you can put aside to getting debt-free, which I think is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then really be consistent on what you're going to put away and what you're going to pay off.
Exactly. And I have to watch how I spend, because if I'm looking backwards before this moment of how I spent my money, I really spent a lot on food and out to eat. No, it really adds up to like $400 a month.
Well, you know, one thing that I have learned, and I come from a business background, but one thing I have really learned is that if you don't have a budget and you don't write down what you're going to spend money on and how you're going to spend money and split it up correctly. I always, when I have clients, I have them do envelopes and have, this is the money that I'm going to spend on food. This is the money I'm going to spend on entertainment. This is the money I'm going to spend on utilities.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's on rent, et cetera. And you figure that all out and you put it in your envelopes. And then when it's gone, it's gone. And you don't touch. And you know that if you do touch, you have to borrow from something else. And so something else is going to hurt.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it is always, people fight that. And I always tell them, leave the ATM at home, the ATM card.
Yeah.
And people always fight me on it. But they are always absolutely stunned when they do that to find out how much money they spend without knowing it. Because when you have an ATM card, you go out and you spend, you know, $10 here, $20, you know, just run over to the bank and pull out $20 to go grab fast food, you know.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your money's all gone. Yeah. And when you start using cash and only, or checks or however you're going to do it so that you have control over your money, envelopes always works really well.
Okay. I may do that.
You find that it is absolutely amazing how much money you spend and how fast it goes.
Wow. I'm actually going to take you up on that. I really am. You're going to have to fill me in more after.
Oh, okay.
Get me a plan for that.
Yeah. I've done that with a lot of clients, and they're always... It's kind of like when you go on a diet.
Yeah.
And you start writing down what you ate
and
how many calories. You're like, holy cow, I didn't realize. I just ate a few chips, you know, but over the day...
It adds
up.
You
just snack a little bit, and next thing you know, you're way over. You know, it's really amazing, but money will do the same thing to you. Okay. It really will. You'll just grab $10 here, $10 there, and it ends up spending hundreds of dollars a month that you just have no... No, you can't reconcile it. You have no idea where you spent it. It just went.
I agree. I've seen that happen a lot of times.
Yeah, and so if you take that money, it might only be $200 or $300 a month, but you take that money and you put it away, and it adds up really quickly for that house.
I agree.
And then you got the money for the house, so what's more important, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yes, we can work on that, but that's really important that you have a budget.
Okay.
If you don't have a budget, you're never going to... It's just like having a vision.
I agree.
If you don't have the vision, you're not going to reach it. If you don't have a budget, you're not either.
Yeah, right. You're totally right. You're 100% right. And I do agree that keeping a card is so convenient. I've done that many times where I'm like, I only have this much money to spend. And then I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. Got this card. Let's go.
Yeah, it does happen. A budget is really, really important. And we actually haven't talked about that. It hasn't come up yet at this point. So this is the first time we've talked about it.
Yeah.
But it is really important as a part of your vision to budget, because you have a lot of things you want to change in life. And most things that you want to change in life do require money.
They do. I mean, like dressing, changing my style, that's going to cost money. Having a house, that's going to cost money. And a van is going to cost money.
Right. Well, we need to start working on that. Start putting a budget together and have your van money and your clothes money. And, you know, just put a little bit of aside each month, but it can be done.
I agree. 100%.
As long as you stay consistent and you start now and start working towards it.
And kind of like you said with... When you have a vision and you're looking at your goals, it can also turn into a bad thing. I really have to stay consistent.
Yes.
If I start messing up and spending, overspending and not putting that money in each month, it's really going to hit me that, man, that house is this much farther away now because I spent over.
It does. And it'll discourage you. You'll get upset with yourself because you promised yourself you can save money and then you don't. And now you're back in the hole. Yeah, it's frustrating. So, yes, if you're going to do it, just remember how important it is to yourself. Always remember your vision. Go back to your vision and why you're doing this.
Yeah.
And then really stick to it.
Okay. I will.
So that's okay. So if we're really going to be doing a vision now and we're really doing what we're supposed to be doing with all this, so the answer to the question for this month would be sitting down and creating a budget.
Yeah.
And figuring out how much money you're going to put aside each, paycheck. And how you're going to spend your money every month.
Okay. That's a good idea. That's a good part for my plan right now.
And so that would be step A to accomplishing your vision.
Yes.
Okay. So then, of course, the next thing on your list of vision wants was the big garden. And that we'll have to work on after you get the house.
Yeah. That's like a few little bits away. But once I get that house, that's the next thing.
Okay. So this is going to be a hard one.
Okay.
The next thing you said was going to be really important was your career.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do this month towards your career?
Well, no matter what setbacks come across for making money right now, I always want to make sure that I'm putting my goal with you first in whatever way I can, which is continuing this talk show. No matter what's going on, I will make sure there's free time. Because this is something I really enjoy with you, and we're reaching people, and this is what's going to guide us to helping others as clients and helping others through help getting them on track, providing them a vision. This is a first step to that. So I have to really make sure I have time for this. I mean, I have a lot of hobbies I do. Art is one of them, but I play video games sometimes. I have a lot of little things in between that I can cut off to make sure I'm putting the time in to continue with this.
Okay. And then the other thing that you said on your vision list was that one thing that's really important to you is doing charity work.
Yeah, that is still there.
So is there anything that you're going to do this week towards that, whether it be just doing research, thinking about what kind of charity you want to get involved in, or is that something you're going to put down for later?
Well, I already know one thing I've been really interested in doing is providing like lunches weekly. Making little paper bags with little notes inside and maybe providing my artwork inside that. I don't know. I haven't really put a lot of detail into thoughts, but that's...
Well, maybe that would be this week's project then, to sit down and
put detail into the thought of how I want to do that. But that still is going to be tied to finances, because if I'm going to give other people food, I have to make sure I got my food. And my family first. And so it's still on my mind, but I think for this month I'm just going to really have a plan on when I want to start, what I'm going to need to do that, what kind of meals I want to provide, if I'm going to put artwork into it or not, that kind of thing.
Right. That's actually what I was going to say, is that you're not going to get anywhere unless you sit down. So your first step is going to be sit down and set deadlines.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do this month. This is what I'm going to do next month. And you're not necessarily going to start this stuff
right
now. But if you don't have a plan, you just say, well, I've got 5 years. Remember, we talked about that. Well, I've got 5 years to do it. I've got 5 years to do it. It'll never happen. You need to sit down and make a game plan and say, this month I'm doing a budget. This month I'm putting away this much money.
Yes.
This month I'm going to sit down and make a game plan so that I know what I'm doing next month. Yeah. This month I'm going to decide what my deadlines are going to be. This month I'm going to make a list of the books that I'm going to read for my art.
Yeah.
This month I'm going to figure out how much money I need to make in order to start giving away lunches.
Right.
And when I'm going to start doing it.
When I can do the talk show, how we're going to set things up for that, making sure we're always consistent with this. Because I love being on the air.
It is fun.
It is. So much to do.
Okay, so this month, I guess really what you need to do this month before you can even get started on your vision is to really concentrate on making a plan for your vision.
Yeah.
And making a budget for your vision. Without the money, without the time, you're not going to make it happen. So,
you're right.
Step one is to sit down and make a budget.
Okay. Okay.
And figure out a timeline.
I agree. Ooh. That's tough. I don't want to.
Oh, you know what, though? It gets really exciting when you actually do it. When you sit down and you can see, okay, next month this is where I'm going to be.
Okay.
It's fun. You'll see. Next time we do a show and you know what you're working on, yes, you're going to be excited about it. When you see things start to come together, it gets overwhelming when you just keep thinking 5 years from now, five years from now. Okay, it's okay now because 5 years from now.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm overwhelmed.
Right. And so, and I can tell. That's why we're talking about this, and that's why we start off talking about the things we love, our favorite things.
That's why you did that. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it did change your mood.
It did.
Now you're thinking about the work aspects of things, and you can see your mood just going back down again. But, okay, so a year from now, though, you're going to have that house.
I am.
A year from now, you're going to have money in your pocket.
I will.
A year from now, you're going to have your garden. You're going to be going out on every day and picking your veggies for the salads you'll be eating. And
maybe I can use those produce to make food for the charities I want to provide for.
There you go.
And I don't have to worry about finances in that way.
That works.
Yay.
Now you're getting the idea.
And things are coming together. It just takes planning.
Yeah, it's amazing how planning works, isn't it?
It is, and it puts you back in a good mood, because when you're not planning, and like you said, you're thinking 5 years ahead, it really does become overwhelming, because then I'm just like, so much stuff I have to think about, and really, it's not that much, but when you have it all in your head and it's jumbled, you're just like, ba-bum, ba-bum. Ba-bum. All the stuff in
what
my head.
What do you like?
I like... Boom, 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 boom. I don't know. That's the sound of my brain expanding. Okay.
Alrighty then. You're funny.
Thank you.
No, but the trick is to break everything down into really easy steps. That's why I said, what are you going to do this month?
And bite-sized pieces.
Yeah. So the first thing to do is sit down and make a budget. And the budget will be small pieces, too. And so it does work, but not if you keep looking at 5 years down the road and you don't work towards that 5 years. So ultimately, when we do get your vision really put together, which we haven't yet, we're working on it.
Yes.
It takes time. Once you get the vision completely put together, then you have to backtrack and go back backwards until today and figure out what you need to do this month. So that's what we're...
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. But for right now, from what we talked about today, just the house is really important to you. It's really important to you, actually.
It is.
And so in order to make that happen, if you just keep waiting, it's not going to happen. But if you say, this a year from today, I want to have that house. So by the end of 11 months from now, I have to have this much money saved up. 10 months from now, I have to figure out where we're going to be living, and I have to start looking for a house. And so on, so forth. You just keep going backwards until today. Well, obviously today, the number one priority is to set a budget and figure out how much money you need to save up in order to have the money 10 months from now when you start looking at houses.
Exactly. And then that goes back to career and finding the right career that will pay that kind of money, and then flexibility and so much to think about. But I know it's possible by having the bite-sized pieces. It keeps me focused.
It is. And you know what makes it fun is that when you look at 2 months from now and you have money set aside, it's exciting because you know what that money's for.
Yep.
And it makes that dream come alive because now you've got X number of dollars sitting in your bank account that is just for the house. That's your house money.
Yes.
You know? And so that's what makes things work. That's what makes it exciting. That's what makes it fun. It's really fun to see your plan coming together.
It
is. That's why you need a plan.
And it's exciting. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you do if something comes up like, oh, I don't know, your car tire broke off and I have to spend $200, but you don't have $200 because that's house money.
That's part of a budget.
Oh, so I need to have
an extra. If you have a car, your budget needs to include taking care of your car. It needs maintenance.
So
that's part of your expenses.
It is.
And so if you put away, say, $50 a month for your car.
Okay.
And then this month nothing happens. That $50 sits in that envelope that says car on it and you don't touch it. And then next month nothing happens and you put $50. Now you've got $100 in there. And then 3 months from now when you blow a tire, you've got
$150.
Right.
Yep. That makes sense.
Now if you don't plan ahead and you don't budget.
Then I'm screwed.
Exactly. That's part of the fun of having a budget.
And I'm excited.
And when you do that, can you imagine how much it takes stress away when you know that you've got money set aside and you only have to put a little bit. I mean, if you really think about your budget and you spend time thinking it through, it takes so much stress. Like even little things like Christmas. Put $10 away.
Yeah, it'll add up.
Each paycheck. By the end of the year, you can buy nice Christmas presents and it doesn't cause stress.
It just is so like surprising to me that I spent so much and I could have saved so much, but I was spending it on food and I don't know. I bought a lot of little knickknacks here and there that I don't even keep anymore, but I wish I could have done this earlier. I'm really glad you're showing me this.
Good, good. I know when I first brought it up, you're like, that's a lot of work. But trust me, when you finally sit down and do it and you schedule out and budget your time and your money, the stress relief is amazing. Okay. And then it starts getting really excited because you start seeing your dream come to life as you have it in money form in envelopes.
I agree.
But you know what it's for.
I agree. And you start seeing things come together even when issues come up.
Yeah. So we are, you have to think about medical, you have to think about your car, but it's just little chunks each month so that when something does happen, you're covered.
Perfect.
So that's what we're going to work on this month. I guess that's what we're working on next then, sounds like.
I agree. We'll be talking more.
Well, we have come to the end of our show, but I want to thank all of you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Delilah is a lot of fun. I hope you also got something out of it that helped you to find some direction and some clarity on what you're working on, and that it'll help you to put together your vision. If we can help you design your vision and create your future and become a part of your success, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 866-636-4696. Or you can visit our website at successwithmackintosh.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you again for listening to the show, and we will see you here next week.